Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Megan Virgo, you got 6 dresses, 2 pairs of shorts, 5 tops, 2 pairs of shoes, your makeup and toiletry bag into one bag under your seat. How on earth?
I did, PJ.
Are you a size 1 or something?
It is doable. So you can certainly, you can do it yourself. It's basically, I like to call it, it's a duffel bag. It's a small duffel bag, right. But I've dubbed it the Ryanair cabin bag. And it's designed to fit specifically under the seat in front of you on a plane. So it saves the money of what the luggage fees would cost. So I know I priced this for a trip recently and it was €40 each way to log in, to check in my bag. You know, so I was like, I'm not going to do that. So I did fit all of those items in. But the key to making the bag work is by using packing cubes. So if you just throw everything in, which I know a lot of people can be guilty of, and I was guilty of that as well previously, if you throw everything in, it's not going to work. And you're going to be like, listeners will be like, what is this girl on about? But you need packing cubes, and especially compressed packing cubes.
And these backpack things.
Yeah. So they're just small cubes, and they kind of serve two purposes. So one is to help you get organized. And then the second is to save space, which is what I'm all about. You know, anything I can do to avoid the check-in costs, I will. So I use the packing cubes with cabin bag. But there's also another travel hack for saving space. It's the, you know, do you have an airplane pillow, a travel pillow?
Yeah,
so when you go home, check and see if you can remove the memory foam from your pillow. And if you can, you can then stock that up with clothing. And I am proud to say I've done it many times.
It's okay. So you take the foam out of your, and you put t-shirts and shorts in. Right.
Yeah, I'll be very specific with you. So my trip last year, I fit 4 tops in there, 2 denim skirts, 1 dress and 1 pair of jeans into that travel pillow. And I have video evidence as well on my Instagram. I actually did a reel showing me putting all these.
Are you 3'1" or something?
Pardon?
Are you 3'1" or something? How do you get 4 pairs of jeans? I have one of these yokes, like.
Yeah.
I don't see how you're going to get all those clothes into it.
I swear to God. And, you know, I'm an overpacker. I love fashion. I'm 5'11". Like, so if anything, things are bigger on me. So, yeah, I suppose when you're doing it as well, you have to be smart. You know, you have to fold and roll your clothes. You know, you don't just roll them into a ball or anything. Yeah. So you do, there is a technique to folding and rolling. So definitely this summer, if you're heading away, make sure that you invest in that Ryanair travel bag. That's, it's only €12. There's the travel pillow and the compressed packing cubes are key.
Now the cubes, don't you have to attach them to something to take the air out of them?
No, you don't. They are the bags. You know, the bags that you would use, I know my mom uses them, and you put your clothes, like let's say your winter clothes in there. They're the vacuum bags.
Yes.
That's what they're called.
Yes.
Yeah. So these are different. So no, you don't have to do anything like that. So basically there's a second zip on the cube, and then that just kind of takes the air out, and you know, you just kind of press it down with your hand.
Oh, okay. Because there was one, you don't have to bring the Hoover.
No, I know. Do you know, I had one lady say this to me before. She was like, you should be recommending the vacuum bags. And I was like, we're trying to save space here. I don't have time now to be getting the Hoover and everything, you know. Could you imagine?
You're a great believer in air tags as well, I think.
Yeah, so the AirTags, did you ever, so basically what an AirTag is it's an Apple product, and it's like this lightweight tracking device.
Yeah.
And
we were only talking about them this morning, yeah.
Yeah, they're really handy. I actually have one for my dog, just, you know, to have on his collar if we're out walking or in the forest or anything. I actually use it for him. But they have Bluetooth technology in them, so they help you locate your lost items. They, like, they serve so many purposes. But for the purpose of travel, I use mine for my passport and my luggage.
Right.
So in my passport holder, I put one in just on the off chance that I lose my passport. I can track where it is by using the Bluetooth on my phone. And then also, when I check, like, let's say I am checking in luggage, if I'm off for like a 3-week trip or something, I'll put an AirTag into the suitcase, and then as I'm on the plane and I'm going through the airport, I'm that person that's tracking my luggage just to make sure that it's on the plane, because I can see it moving on the app.
that's great until you're coming down the steps of the plane in Tenerife and your bag has gone to Frankfurt.
I know, but you know, during COVID, remember, there was just a lot of, when international travel opened up again and it was mayhem with the luggage.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were able to track their luggage because they had the AirTags.
I remember that.
Yeah, whereas if they didn't have them, they probably wouldn't have got them, because it was just so stringent getting that process up and running again effectively. So they did wonders. So I would definitely say invest in the AirTag anyway, 100%.
When you get there, now we did this last year in Lanzarote, well, not this exactly, but last year, as you know, in Lanzarote it gets windy, and we had these, you can buy them in the tat shop, you know, the little small shops, these big pegs. They look like big pegs. No, yes. They don't last the fortnight, but
no,
like
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You have something else you can bring from home.
I do, yeah. They're it's called a towel band, and basically, you know what they look like? They look like, did you ever see the exercise bands at the gym that people use? That's kind of what they look like, and they're designed to keep your towels in place. So they're made from stretchy materials, and basically when you put your towel on your lounger, you get this towel band, and you put one on the left-hand corner and one on the right, and there you go, the towel isn't blowing all over the place. When you sit down, it's not falling down. And it's just a very comfortable lounging experience. So basically, it just prevents the towel from slipping and sliding off the lounger.
Mm.
I can't recommend them enough. Actually, PJ, when I was in Lanzarote a few weeks ago, there was a couple over there, and they actually came over and they were like, are they resistance bands that we're using on the towel?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, they're because if you use the resistance band, they'll snap, you know, so definitely don't do that.
Yeah.
Just invest in the right ones, the towel bands. And I actually gave them two of them because they were there for, I think, 2 weeks. And like that, they got the pegs,
yeah,
and they said they kept breaking, and then if they lay down a certain way, it would stick into them. So they found it very handy. Yeah, so I was like, look, take the tail bands, I can get more myself, you know, no problem.
Yeah, cool. That's a new one on me now, tail band. And lastly, and would you be like me, you go and you rent an apartment or you go to a hotel room and there's a safe there and you think, no, I don't trust them because anyone can get into them, so you bring your own?
Yeah, I bring my own. Now, this is funny. I got this a few weeks ago because, again, going back to my trip in Lanzarote, when we were down at the beach, I just felt like I couldn't relax because I was trying to watch my lounger because that's where my phone and my wallet were.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the way the current kind of brings you out, and then you're like, wait a minute now, where's my lounger gone? You know, as you move up the sea, up the beach. So what I did was I actually looked online and I found a portable safe. Now, This arrived a few weeks ago, and when my dad saw the box, he said, "Megan, I have to stop you there now. You're taking it too far. You're not going to the beach with a safe." But I was like, hang on a minute now and stop with the judgment. So didn't I take it out of the box? And it's actually, it's like this small shell bag. It's very compact. It just looks like a small little carrier bag. And what it does is it's a safe. It has a key code on it, and it has this kind of rope strap, and you tie it. Well, you don't tie it. You have to open up the safe, and then the strap is released, and then you put it around the lounger, and then you put in your code, and it locks the safe. And then it's there safely on your lounger at the beach or at the pool. You know, if you wanted to go for a swim or a drink.
Or you could wrap it around the base of the sunbed or the umbrella.
Yeah, exactly. So, or the lounger, because realistically, like someone, like you're going to be caught if you're trying to steal a lounger. Like you're going to stick out like a sore thumb.
But they're chained up anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You would hope.
Fella heading off up the beach with the lounger in your little bag. Like, no one's that desperate.
But it's a great little bag. Like it fits two phones in there. So I was able to fit two iPhones in there, the keys, the wallet, the AirPods. You know, it's great because we hear time and time again of people's phones being robbed while on holidays or their wallets. So
it's a soft bag, so you can fit it into the thing under the seat in the plane.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Let's look into that. Megan.
Yeah, no, it's a great one. I have to say, like, I have them linked on my Instagram. So, you know, if people did want to look, there's...
Well, where is that then? What is your Instagram?
So my Instagram is at Megan Virgo. So I would have a lot of my travel hacks up there. And I would also have some travel deals as well. Right. You know, if anyone wants some last minute getaways to the sun.
All right. We must look that up. At Megan Virgo. Thank you. Good chatting with you. 0818 96 96 96. Yeah. So your lockbox, which is a kind of a soft yoke. Towel bends. She puts her clothes into the travel pillow. She takes take the phone out and put the clothes in. Okay. And then this, I'd need to see it. She says there's video evidence on her Instagram. I'm going to go and look at that. So into this little travel bag, which she put under the seat, not into the overhead compartment now, which you'd think, okay, fine, you could do that. She got 6 dresses, 2 pairs of shorts, 3 pants, 5 tops, 2 pairs of shoes, her makeup and her toiletry bag. And she's 5'11". Oh, and into the travel pillow she put 4 tops, 2 denim skirts, 1 dress and 1 pair of jeans.
Cork's 96 FM.